making a difference in your world.
The courage of wounded British soldiers like Major Phil Packer, returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, inspires Bryn and Emma Parry.
We understand we can't prevent wars or stop people getting wounded, but what we can do is by getting out there and doing our bike ride or climbing Kilimanjaro or whatever it is, raising money, and then we can actually deliver some real practical support. That makes us feel good.
To those who baked 1,000 cakes.
An advertising campaign co-sponsored by a London newspaper gave Help for Heroes a boost. All sorts of people from all walks of life did all sorts of things to raise money.
Well, we've had, 80-something-year-olds jump out of aeroplanes, you know, completely mad. We've had people pulling a bus. Really quite extreme, nutty things. In fact, the more extreme, the more they want to do it, really.
Even Australian film actor Hugh Jackman got involved, rappelling alongside a British Marine. The charity takes what's raised at such events and gives what its founders call great big lumps of money to other charities or to defense ministry projects to benefit wounded soldiers coming home. In 2 years, the charity has raised the equivalent of $51 million. These soldiers are training in Britain to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania on a Help for Heroes expedition. The idea behind this and other projects is to help the wounded focus on what they can do.
We want them to have the equipment, mental equipment and facilities to then say, right, well, I'm no longer a paratrooper or I'm no longer a Marine, but now I'm going to work in a bank or I'm going to be a solicitor or I'm going to write a book or whatever it is, and just move on into life and say, well, that was a great part of my life, I don't regret that, and now I'm looking forward to the future, and not always look backwards.
The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are hotly contested in Britain, but the Parrys say they are determinedly apolitical.
What we're trying to do is the best for the guys, so we may be irritating some politicians, and we may have drawn attention to things that maybe certain people might not have wanted us to draw to. But I think there's now a realization that actually we're a force for good, and this is harnessing a really deeply held desire to help.
The Parrys say the biggest surprise is how much the wounded veterans are part of Help for Heroes. Major Phil Packer was told he would never walk again. But he's not only walked. He's rode the English Channel, scaled mountains, and completed the London Marathon. He's also raised $2 million, helping Bryn and Emma Parry provide help for Britain's heroes. I'm Jennifer Glass for VOA's Making a Difference in London.